RNZ business reporter Emma Hatton is with us now to tell us the latest Pūrongo Pakihi. And Emma, Infratil is looking to expand into the medical sector.
Kia ora te aniwa. Yes, the utilities investor Infratil is looking to buy a 60% stake in the Australian medical company Q-Scan Radiology Clinics. Chief Executive Marco Bogoyevsky says the $353 million deal gives the company entry into a sector with long-term growth potential. The purchase won't require any further capital. The company recently raised $300 million through a share issue, but it is conditional on Q-Scan's doctor shareholders confirming by early November that they will take at least a 25% stake. Q-Scan is regarded as a market leader with a secure revenue base from a network of 76 clinics. Mr. Bogoyevsky says the sector is one they've watched for some time.
This is probably one of the cleanest investment propositions that we've seen that's resulted in one of the strongest recommendations to the Infratil board. I think it genuinely has compelling financials, and we're confident about the portfolio fit given the platform orientations. We definitely believe it's at the right end of the healthcare spectrum. You know, if you think about the shift to preventative care and diagnosis and scanning and the evidence that says there's strong system cost return to every dollar spent at this end of the spectrum, we want to be part of that. And I think the organic growth is attractive, and I think the inorganic opportunities will just have to be equally on our toes. But as a leader in the space in terms of quality and starting point, you would expect Q-Scan to participate quite strongly.
And that is the Chief Executive of Infratil, Marco Bogoyevsky. And the Q-Scan purchase will mean Infratil's portfolio is now split equally between New Zealand and Australian assets, as well as some assets in the US and Europe. Sky Television will share its sports streaming content with the telecommunications company Spark this summer as part of a new commercial agreement. The deal will see Spark offer Sky Sport Now, as well as its own sports service, Spark Sport, to customers from November the 16th. The initial agreement between the two companies is for up to 6 months, and terms of the deal remain confidential. Sky Chief Custom Officer Chaz Savage says the deal is consistent with Sky's broader strategy of getting its content in front of as many viewers as possible. He says there will be an opportunity to extend the deal.
The nature of the arrangement is that it's relatively short-term over a six-month period, but it's not necessarily a trial from I guess our perspective. We do want to understand what resonates with the customer base out there who, for whatever reason, our historical satellite business may not necessarily be the way they choose to consume their content. But I wouldn't call it a trial. I guess we're just trying to understand how the market reacts.
There is a potential, you know, in 6 months' time, both parties will reassess this relationship and there could be an opportunity to extend it.
Yeah, absolutely. Under the right conditions, absolutely. So we're not necessarily entering this partnership with an absolutely short-term view. If the right outcomes occur, we will definitely sit down with Spark and have a conversation about that.
And that's Sky Chief Custom Officer Chaz Savage speaking to our business reporter Nicholas Poynton. A spokesperson from Spark says the bundled content will be exclusive to its monthly broadband and pay monthly mobile offer customers. A Littleton property development is being touted as a model for community involvement, financially and socially. The $14 million Collett's Corner project combines apartments, retail and office space and has had community input from the start, including its design. Its directors took the unusual step of looking to raise some of the finance through equity crowdfunding, a first for a property development. One of the directors, Raf Manji, says $840,000 has so far been raised from 250 investors, with a target of $1.4 million. He says it's a small-scale property development with a difference.
Anyone can invest in it, you know, as long as you're a New Zealand resident, from as little as $120 a share up to, we've set a maximum actually of around $200,000, which is around 10% of the company, because we want the ownership spread as widely as possible. So that's something that's very new. It's quite difficult for small investors to invest in commercial property developments other than buying, you know, managed property funds. They're generally open to wealthier investors. You know, the community was involved in the design of the project in terms of what we actually want in our sort of key locations. And often we don't have that opportunity. And I mean, we see with all the issues around, you know, liquor stores, for example, opening up all over the place, there's not a lot people can really do about that. So having some sense of what goes into your community is quite important. And taking a, you know, slightly longer term view in terms of supporting your commercial tenants, looking at the type of tenancy that would suit the local community.
And that's one of the directors of the project, Raf Munji. Let's get an update now on the markets. And for that, we're joined by Belinda Stanley of Craigs Investment Partners. Kia ora to you, Belinda. Let's take a look firstly at the New Zealand market. How are things looking out there this morning?
Good afternoon, Emma. Well, the New Zealand market's probably playing a little bit of catch-up after the day off yesterday. It's currently down 1%, 128 points, at 12,340. And just looking through some of those leading stocks, Auckland Airport's down 8 at 727. A2 Milk down 7 at 15.30, Contact Energy down 18 at 7.47. We've got Fletcher Building off 13 at $4.12, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare down 56 at 35.30. Infratil, after their announcement today, they're up 7 cents at 5.67. Meridian's down 11 at 5.42. Main Freight's up 13 at 54.83. Port of Town are up 3 at 7.66. Ryman Healthcare down 18 at 14.56. Sky TV, they're just down 0.1 cent today at 15.4 cents. And we've got Z Energy down 5 at 2.97.
And let's get an opening number on the ASX 200, please, and then take us through the currency markets.
Right, so the Australian market, that has opened weaker, down 51 points at 6,104, and all leading stocks trading a little bit lower over there today. In terms of the currency, pretty steady. The US 4.6678 against the Australian dollar, 0.9381, pounds at 0.5130, the yen 70.03, the euro 0.5655, and the yuan 4.482. Our 90-day bank bills are steady at 0.27, our 10-year swap rate 0.51%. Brent oil's just up slightly at $40.46 a barrel, and we've got gold up 59 cents, currently $1,902.32 an ounce.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Belinda Stanley there from Craigs Investment Partners with that update for us this lunch hour. And in other business news, surging exports and falling imports have delivered the country's biggest trade surplus in 6 years. StatsNZ says the trade surplus of $1.7 billion for the 12 months ended September was the largest surplus since 2014, when dairy prices were at high levels. Imports fell by $5.9 billion as fewer cars and fuel were bought. The Takeover Panel has extended the easing of rules for companies raising capital because of the impact of the pandemic. In March, it relaxed the rules about the level of approval needed for companies raising money to reinforce their finances. The dispensation was set to expire at the end of this month, but that's been put back to the end of the year. The panel says it doesn't expect to extend the easing again, but is monitoring developments and challenges posed by the pandemic. And finally, Westpac expects its full-year earnings to be hit by more than $1.2 billion Australian dollars in one-off items. These include costs for breaches of Australia's anti-money laundering laws, writing down the value of its life insurance operation, and costs of refunds and compensation to customers for mistreatment and mistakes. And that's business news for now. Te Aniwa, the team will be back just after the 5:30 news in Checkpoint with a full wrap of today's news and numbers.